the gates of sleep were thrown wide open, and my waking ears took in the cause of the disturbing sounds. Waking existence is prosaic enough. There was somebody knocking and ringing at someone's street door. I was pretty well accustomed in my German street chambers to passing sounds. Usually I did not concern myself, sleeping or waking, with the doings, however noisy, of my neighbours, but this noise was too continuous, too insistent, too imperative to be ignored. There was some active intelligence behind that ceaseless sound, and some stress or need behind the intelligence. I was not altogether selfish, and at the thought of someone's need I was, without premeditation, out of the bed. Instinctively I looked at my watch. It was just 3 o'clock. There was a faint edging of grey round the green blind which darkened my room. It was evident that the knocking and ringing were at the door of our own house, and it was evident, too, that there was no one awake to answer the call. I slipped on my dressing gown and slippers and went down to the hall door. When I opened it, there stood a dapper groom, with one hand pressed unflinchingly on the electric bell, whilst with the other he raised a ceaseless clangour with a knocker. The instant he saw me, the noise ceased. One hand went up instinctively to the brim of his hat, and the other produced a letter from his pocket. A neat brougham was opposite the door. The horses were breathing heavily as though they had come fast. A policeman, with his night lantern,